blink and you could miss Guadalupe, which is less than 1 square mile on the edge of Tempe. But it was once a flashpoint in the controversy surrounding Arpaio and his immigration patrols, the patrols he's now been convicted of not stopping.
My mom says that it's good because, well, it's not good for him.
10-year-old Juan Ramirez is interpreting for his mother, Gladys Velasquez, at a local restaurant. Through her son, Velasquez says locals in this mostly Latino town were scared of Arpaio.
And some immigrants also don't like to pass near here because the sheriffs always come near this place.
Over at Mr. Monkey Sales, a general store filled with piñatas, owner Mario Ochoa says the sheriff's deputies never hassled him, but he says they did profile his customers. Ochoa hopes the court makes Arpaio understand the fear many people lived in here.
They should make him feel what everybody else feels. Put him in Tent City, put him with the pink underwear. He says the food was really good in Tent City. Let him try.
Arpaio will be sentenced October 5th, but legal experts doubt the 85-year-old will see any jail time. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from Guadalupe.